Привет, I am Alizé, and I invite you to my show in Moscow Operetta Theater on the 18th of May. I'm so looking forward to sing all my best songs for you. À bientôt. Kisses.
Hello, Lilytown people, and welcome once again to the Alizé America commentary track. If this is your first time listening to one of our commentary track podcasts, the general idea here is to recreate the experience of hanging out and watching an Alizé video with a group of fellow fans from the Alizé America forums in the comfort of your own living room, or wherever it is you wind up listening to this. Cue up the video, listen for the countdown, and press play at the same time that we do on the mics, and you'll be watching it along with us in real time, through the magic of the internets, as we share commentary, insights, opinions, and in true Alizé America fashion, occasionally go way, way off topic. As you've probably already guessed, this week we're watching DJ Tuvok's fan bootleg video of Alizé's first performance from her Sika Delice tour in Moscow on May 18th, 2008. We actually recorded this just about a week shy of the first anniversary of the concert on May 9th of 2009. If you've never seen it, or don't have a copy, you'll be able to find download links for the video in this episode's thread in the podcast section of the forums on AlizéAmerica.com. Originally posted on Alizé Forum, shortly after the concert, this video is a compilation of various clips captured by fans who were actually at the concert, which were then edited together by Tuvok. It's not the whole show, as you'll see when you watch it, and obviously it's not a professional recording like the En Concert DVD, so the video and the sound are a little dodgy at points, but overall Tuvok's done a pretty amazing job in stitching it all together. Viewing it together with Takio's bootleg of the Mexico City concert, which we've covered on a previous podcast, I think gives you a pretty good sense of the Sika Delice tour experience, and what it must have been like to see Alizé perform it live. Now, one last quick note before we begin, I'd just like to give a big shout out to I'm Raj from the Alizé America forums, who not only provides the awesome intro and outro music for us each episode, but really did me a solid by taking on the audio editing chores for this one. And remember, if you have any comments or questions about this podcast or the video, or if you're just looking for a place to kick it with a bunch of like-minded Alizé geeks, you're more than welcome to join us on the forums at AlizéAmerica.com. All right, that's enough for me. Here we go. Hope you enjoy it. All right, welcome everybody once again. Hello, Lilytown people, and welcome once again to the Alizé America commentary track. Today, the video we're going to be watching is actually the very first show that Alizé did on the Sika Delice tour, just about a year ago, actually. It was on May 18th of 2008 in Moscow.
I think we actually have a record number of people here today, 9.
Yeah, this is all right. This is not bad.
Do the countdown, though.
Okay, is everybody ready? You've got the video up and we're set? Oh, you know what? We should probably introduce ourselves. We haven't done that yet. Hi, everybody. I'm Roshan.
I'm Roman from California.
I'm Jumpers.
I'm Low Beam from Missouri.
I'm Surfsy Kral, or just Serbs from Ohio.
I am LMC.
I'm Shem Alizé.
International friends, I'm Inclining Pizza from Toronto, Ontario.
And together we form Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Woohoo!
Okay, so is everybody ready? Everybody's got the video up and ready to press play here?
Ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay, should I do the countdown? Or is everybody ready?
Yeah,
all
go
right,
for
everybody.
Pizza.
Click on play in 5, 4, 3, 2... 1, play. Who do we have to thank for this footage?
Well, the footage, from what I understand, actually comes from a variety of sources and was actually edited together by DJ Tuvok. I can't talk today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it said
he
it there.
He also incorporates some of the actual audio from the CDs themselves.
Ah, clowns!
Yeah, and the original En Concert from 2003, but...
Hey, guys. See you guys.
Later. I was going to say, it would have been nice if she had published on her website some of her history of involvement with Russia, or at least a list of the performance at this concert. Yeah, these outfits are interesting, of these Harlequins here.
The Harlequins don't bother me as much as this one. They're not as creepy in this one as they are in the Mexico concerts.
Whatever. I thought they were about the same. Well, that one guy isn't there. Is that what it is? The Cat in the Hat guy?
By the way, Manic, they had to leave creepy because of the scary clowns. Sorry, sir. Go ahead. Saw the clowns. He's like, okay, I'm out of here.
This should bring him back.
Oh, God, yes.
Merci.
She is so cute.
Oh, her English is
Yeah, that one was cute. That always makes me wonder. I wonder how many people in the audience actually know English anyway.
Oh, surprisingly, quite a few, actually, though.
Yeah, I guess. Otherwise... Well, obviously it sucks that the mic is not kicking in here.
Well, she
it happens too much,
English
man.
Later, and they seem to respond fairly well to it, so I think they all got a basic gist.
I guess.
So this first outfit she's wearing here, this is kind of exclusive to the Moscow concert. She wasn't wearing it in... Oh, no, she was wearing it in one of the Mexico shows, wasn't she?
Yeah, the first one only. Well, if you pay attention here, Alize really has a lot of sexy moves, or I don't know what else to call it. I think the criticism at the time kind of missed that fact. She's definitely concentrating on her performance in that sense, which I guess is why she mixed up the lyrics, as you'll hear on this song.
Sexy moves. She's... I don't know about you, but she's barely moving at all.
Well, I mean, like, if you look at her closely, just sort of the expressions and stuff, it seems,
oh, yeah,
you know, she's... Yeah, I don't know how to describe it exactly, but...
Oh, the hip rotation, you mean.
Well, the facial expressions and stuff, and just the way she's moving is, like, very intentional. But, you know, if you're standing back a ways and you can't see her that well, I guess that's one thing. But it's sort of like, yeah, I know people complained about her not moving around that much or something, but I think it's just, it's like the fact that there isn't, you know, backup singers and dancers and there isn't all that stuff going on either. And, yeah, she definitely amped it up on the Mexico concerts, but it's like, well, she's singing the song, you know? I mean, it's not like she's rigid or anything, which is kind of the impression you get from what some people were saying.
I think the first couple of songs, she's a little more in place, but she starts moving around a little later in the concert, and she's all over the place.
Plus, it's the first concert of the tour, right? So you kind of have that nervousness there with you, too.
The high heels, well, I also think, made an effect also.
Yeah, she doesn't look all that comfortable in the heels sometimes. I'm not sure. But it also depends on the song. I mean, sometimes it's like, it's not all a song that you're going to be jumping around for, so...
I don't know about you, but I'd be jumping up and down to Lilytown if I ever saw her in concert.
Well, yeah, this song, I can't say that about.
Yeah, what she's doing
she's
here right now,
she's dancing a little bit
fun.
There. Yeah, I saw this for the first time being in this morning, actually. The reason why I hadn't really sat down to watch it before is because of all the sort of negative criticism that came out at the time. A lot of people were actually really down on this show, so I was like, well, you know, I can just wait for the Mexico concerts. But actually watching it this morning, I was really surprised and really kind of impressed. It's maybe not as energetic as, say, En Concert or the Mexico concert she does later this year, but it's a very nuanced performance. She really does put a lot of... It's not necessarily the same kind of energy. It's not that super, super upbeat, happy, happy rock concert energy that you get from the Mexico video we watched before, but she is definitely putting a lot of herself out there.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I never watched it until just yesterday when I watched it, and I was actually really surprised. It's actually a very good concert. It's not as upbeat, like you said, as En Concert, which... But I mean, really, this is all done by her. It's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, they have the Arlequins kind of hopping around the stage, but other than that, you know, she's singing, and you know, like, what's gonna happen? But and you know, the other thing is I think it's a little too dark through the whole thing. Really, the light, there's not enough light. And if this was recorded and edited like the 2003 DVD concert, I think they could definitely show that a lot better, her mannerisms and so forth in this, and you know, fix the sound, that kind of thing. I guess ultimately the question for people is, you know, is this going to make them buy a ticket, but yeah, I definitely think this wasn't as bad as what some people were trying to say. But, you know, the only other thing they had, the last concert they had before that was that the DVD that they watched from En Concert, so, you know, that's what they're thinking about, I guess.
Plus, we are Alize geeks, so we'll enjoy anything that she does. But yeah, you're right. A lot of the people in the audience aren't too enthusiastic about these performances.
Well, they get into it a little bit more towards the end. The audience is a little bit more into it, especially after she does Moa Lolita. They kind of loosen up a bit.
Yeah, and then certain songs that are more popular that they know.
Bringing on the old hit.
Well, yeah, as for the actual audience there, yeah, a lot of them weren't even really Alize fans, so...
There's definitely some there, because they do start chanting your name at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course.
RMJ's out there somewhere.
He's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they had the thing like there's that big gulf between the audience and the stage, and there's like a bunch of junk tossed in there and stuff. It's like that probably didn't help being having that kind of separation and stuff either.
Yeah, it looks like a pit or something almost. If they were going to have shows like on stage here, that the pit could sit in there and play music.
Right.
Yeah, see, now she's doing a lot more movement.
Well, and how much of this is actually her singing? It keeps switching around, you know. Like you're saying, they put the album in there and stuff.
Yeah, there's certain parts. It's heavily used in 5060, I think, just because of the voice masking.
I can understand about trying to fill in spaces when people didn't get a recording or something, but it is sort of annoying, sort of like, you know, I just want to hear the concert, that's why I'm watching this, but oh well.
For the most part, the rest of it is fairly, most of the song is her. But yeah, I noticed that a lot in the first couple.
So you notice this a lot in this video as well, is because it's an amalgamation of different fan videos that were shot. What DJ Tuvok does is wherever we didn't have audio or video, he'll throw in some audio from the album as well as some pictures from the concert to kind of make up for the lack, just to keep it continuous.
Yeah, he really did have to do more editing than people have had to for any of these others.
It is. He does a really good job with it.
I think this is one of the best sounding songs. This is a really good one.
Yeah, yeah, her voice is excellent in this.
I'm really impressed how they were able to take such a electronic techno song from the album and translate it to how they would do it on stage. It's actually quite magnificent. Like, you know, this part right here was dun, dun. They would use the electric sounds on the album, but here they got like a wah-wah guitar going, and it sounds fantastic.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The other big advantage that this video has over the Takeo video that we watched for the Mexico concerts is you get to see a lot more of the graphics that are happening around and behind her that we kind of missed from the Takeo track.
Yeah, we have all these different perspectives.
Well, there's a couple shots where it looks like someone's actually shooting from a balcony almost right down on top of her, which is interesting.
Yeah, I
seen that. Yeah, I was going to mention that.
What, like, shooting from the ceiling, like, almost a bird's eye view, you mean?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, it would have been like that in the Rex, too, because that has that balcony section that goes way up.
Don't talk about the Rex.
I was going to say, the less said about the Rex, the better.
Sorry.
I'm still scarred.
I was actually there. I went there to get ready for it. Okay, I'll stop.
He wept before the doors of the Grand Rex. Isn't that right, Rome?
Oh, I love
yes.
that picture.
Well, I didn't weep, but I was sad.
Don't worry, I'd probably do the same thing. Just a question, this footage right here where she's driving, where's that from? I never found it.
That's from Spy de la Seas.
Spy de la Seas is from the special edition. It's on a DVD from the special edition of the album.
I think the lighting here in the backdrop is really cool.
Yeah, so the album is called Spy de la Seas, and that's Spy de la Seas, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
Because, what's his name?
Jean
I'm blanking Falk. Out, sorry. Yeah, Jean Falk actually talks, gives some information. He talks about the album, and it's, like, poetic.
Oh, okay. Now, I'd just like to ask you guys your opinion. I was actually talking to James Alizé about this before. This one song, Idealize, is probably one of my favorites off the Secret Delice album. But just a question. You know that song by Elton John, Can't You Feel the Love Tonight? Or can you?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I've heard it, but I can't really think about it right now.
Well, I don't know if any of you know it well at all, but in my opinion, that one song sounds a whole lot like this one. Like, almost undeniably. Like, you could take the lyrics from that song and put them here, and it'd sound almost exact.
They're similar, I agree, but I wouldn't say they're identical.
They're very close. Like the first time I heard this song, I immediately compared it to that one song, because Can You Feel the Love Tonight's one of my personal favorites. But, yeah, like, when I first heard her singing, it was almost like I was finishing the lyrics for her because it sounded almost so close to it.
Well, that's weird. Never would have thought of that. Well, they definitely should have kept this in the concert. I mean, if they could handle performing that many songs, keep it in there for sure, you know, why not? Maybe they wanted to keep the energy up for one thing and they were trying to pace it out differently. I don't know.
Well, that was the one thing that you guys were saying about the concert from the Takeo track, is that you got to that one point in the concert where it was ballad after ballad after ballad, and you kind of got ballad fatigue.
Did I say that? I don't think I said that.
I think it was Ben that it was mentioning that, actually.
I'm not complaining about the music, I'm just saying how similar it is to this one other song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to that and check it out.
Adélisée is a fantastic song, don't get me wrong, but the comparisons, like, for those who with the trained ear, they're almost undeniable. Like when she's singing the verses and all that, you know what I mean? Okay, I'll stop.
We got you.
Okay, we don't know your song, man, whatever.
No, but I will listen to it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out as well.
Yeah, I got to go check it out. You know, the other thing is, on some of these things that Alizée is doing, it seems like she's having a hard time having a firm schedule on when she's going to do stuff. I wonder how much time she actually is taking to practice any of this stuff, you know. Because it's like, you know, are you going to practice every day for 4 months for something, you know, if you only need to practice for 1 month just because you don't know when it's going to happen or something? It's kind of weird.
It is a shame that they cut that, because that sounds really nice live.
Yeah, I think that's the only song they cut, right?
The only song that from the album that they cut, oh, yeah. They cut
there's the chanting. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, there was your chanting from the audience back there.
I think this looked really cool with the rainfall on the back.
God, I love the drums in this song.
Oh, yeah, the drums are good in this song. It's really cool how he went in the... Here he goes in on the drummer at the very end and how he ends the song. I like that part.
Requires a lot of concentration.
It's always a good song.
This is such a great picture here, too. You got Alizée singing, you got the guy doing all the percussion work behind her.
Yeah, for amateur video, it's really well done.
Well, that's the thing I would say. This could be a lot better if this had been professionally recorded and edited and so forth.
It is a shame that we never got one.
Yeah, even the Mexico concerts, there was a guy saying that they had made a DVD, but they never let it get out. You know, it's funny here, I just noticed how it seems like Alizée needs her microphone a little higher. She keeps bending over for it.
She looks like she's in a trance.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's always hard not to sing along. It's one of my favorite songs to sing along with, I think.
Yeah, I'm so tempted right now just to push down the key and start singing.
We're not stopping you.
Do what we did last Sunday where everybody was doing their... Mualolita, best impression.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was hilarious.
I can't wait to hear that.
Well, Jamais Plus up in a second. We should try our best at doing that.
You're really tempting me on this one, man.
Never more, Jamais Plus. When you see this one song live, it's got to be such a magical performance. Like, it's dark, all the sounds, musical sounds going through your head. You got the mystic ones, you got the heavy pounding drum, and you got the pictures of nature going on behind her, and then you got all the oh so gorgeous Alizée. It's kind of a perfect ensemble, don't you think?
More magical, as she said.
Yes, it was very, very nice.
I love the bridge here.
Roman and Roshan on tour 2010.
Yes.
Available for weddings, conventions, and bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah.
Book now to avoid disappointment.
Email.
Again, Alize is really into the psychedelic music, apparently, and her musicians.
The intro on this is so awesome.
This is where DJ Carbs really add into it here.
Yeah, definitely.
He has that ping going.
Yeah, I usually never notice what DJs are doing or how much they add, but here it's a little bit more noticeable.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what he's doing because he has all this stuff going on there, and it's just like pulling a lever and stuff.
I get the feeling if I ever met that DJ in real life, he'd be absolutely mental. No offense on his part.
No, he was cool. He was just normal.
Oh, you've actually met him?
Yeah, I met him and talked to him. I don't remember if I took a picture with him. I'm not sure if I even have that, though. I don't know what happened to it. But where was that? Guadalajara? No.
Best legs in the universe.
That was in Monterrey, yes. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's one of my comments for this one.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Roman, but yeah, here he's absolutely crazy.
Well, it's kind of funny how he jumps around or how he moves around, but yeah, we always laugh about that, but he's cool.
He's like a Muppet.
Bring that one up again.
That was the best.
That. Oh, right there, dude.
Oh, God.
Right there.
Yeah.
See, when Alize wants to pull these moves, man, she's got us.
Oh, definitely, man. Oh.
She's got us popping around like Muppets, but in a different way.
What?
Let go of your Muppet.
We forgot to set up the rules for this beforehand, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, there probably. Goes your PG rating right there.
Roshan, stop yep. doing curb.
So the guy got some nice close-ups on Alize on this one.
As Roman desperately and like, tries to steer us back on the
And like right there a minute ago with the editing, you know, Tuvok did that. You don't really think about that much, but he did a little bit of editing there. I wonder if Alize ever does think about what she's saying in this song and think about, like, whether any of it has more application than before. I don't know why I say that. But, well, particularly I'm thinking of, like, Et quand je donne ma langue au chat, je vois les autres tout près à se jeter sur moi, which I think is supposed to mean when I don't know what to do or when I give up, I see the others are ready to throw themselves upon me, you know, and which is to say being attacked when she shows weakness. And, yeah, I don't know if that speaks to her career that much, but, you know, after one's been around a while and seen some difficulties, one thinks about that.
I think she's sung it so often at this point that she's actually composing her grocery list in her head as she sings it.
Yeah, probably. But it doesn't look like it.
Let's see, eggs. We need eggs.
That's like, who was it? This other singer. Sorry, I have a poster from her I was trying to look at. Oh, Anna Nalick. She was like on the radio singing this one song that she was famous for. And like in between lyrics, she was like turned off her mic and was like talking to somebody and stuff. And they were commenting on it.
One thing I can kind of notice that the musicians don't interact with her at all, really. That would have been nice if they did, like, some of the little in-concert moments.
They do it in a couple of songs.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't remember on this one. I'll take your word for it on that. But, yeah, you do just sort of get this whole feeling. Well, especially watching this video where it doesn't move around that much. You can't really see everything that's going on. It's just like there's not as much stuff going on as like the concert video that they made. And yeah, there isn't, obviously.
So here's Hey Amigo. I think this is the one song that she does, like, out of all her old songs that keep the most true to the old version.
Yeah, I like that fact about this one.
Yeah, and they've also got the acoustic guitar in there. Complements the feel of the song so much better than just a synthesizer.
I was going to say on that last song, it would have been a good time to actually take a break and talk to the audience. Which is where the not speaking the language or having the ability to connect with the audience is kind of a problem. That's one of the things why I wanted to be in Paris, is to see what it like if she was just speaking French.
It is weird when you stop to think about it that all the shows she did for this tour were in other countries.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, she tried, and she had a little speech that she had prepared, particularly in Mexico. But you know, I mean, there's only just so much you can do when you're not really comfortable and you don't know the language.
Well, she didn't talk that much in on concert either, really. Not, you know, to the crowd. There's a few points, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. But it, you know, at least it was. Like, obviously, you know, it was different. You know, it was more natural. And yeah, I'm not saying whether that's good or bad. I just would like to see her do that.
I'm wondering if her English is quite a bit better now. She does use quite a bit on her Twitter, though.
Well, that's written, not spoken. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, some people are more superior, whether it's with verbal or writing. Like, in terms of speaking different languages, some people are better at speaking it than they are at writing it, and vice versa.
Well, my written French and my, like, being able to read French and understand it is much, much better. My spoken French is hopeless.
Yeah.
I would say spoken language is more natural for people, but the thing is that, you know, things being what they are here, we have a lot more opportunity to read and write it.
Yeah, like at my school, I still take French. Like, I do fine in terms of writing and reading and stuff like that. I'm actually one of the best in my class in terms of that, but in terms of just speaking the language, whenever a French person is trying to speak it to me, I'm like, oh really? Oh, that's nice. And they're like, what?
Yeah, I agree. I had French in high school for 3 years, and I couldn't speak a word, but I did okay with the writing.
Right.
Yeah, I try to listen to or have kind of every other day or something podcasts from, you know, radio programs or whatever. And, you know, still, even after months and months, I barely understand anything anyone's saying.
So if any of us can achieve that impossible dream of meeting Alize, we can actually talk to
Yeah, I didn't do so great with that.
You'd probably do better now, though.
Yeah, I would definitely be able to do better now. Although, in the last couple months, I've gotten really rusty on speaking it. I need to go back to practicing more. Like, there's a French club with like a bunch of people here, but they only meet like once a month, and then. Anyway, this concert.
Are clowns with parasols better or worse?
Well, it's definitely interesting. They have a lot more going on in this concert. There's more of them, I think, and they're doing a lot more.
I don't know why. For some reason, they don't bother me as much here as they did in Mexico. I can't explain it.
Is it just the guy with the big hat who scared you?
The Joker is creepy, yes.
Big green guy, yeah.
Just think of him as the Cat in the Hat. Maybe that doesn't help, though.
No, yeah, no, definitely, no.
A life-size cat, that's not scary.
Seems like Alize's a little more comfortable with this song or something.
Come on, Roman, I know you want to sing this right now.
Jamais plus.
Well, there is this song, but Par les paupières is really the one that I really like to get into.
Well, like you said, after Moi Lolita, I think she gets a lot more comfortable. And, the first couple songs were a little still, but then it gets a lot better.
It seems like this song in particular, she's able to sort of move with it and kind of feel it, you know?
What's with that clown with the umbrella? Umbrella.
C'est un parasol.
Yeah, I know, I just said they are umbrellas. They are parasols.
Whatever they are, dude, they're creeping me out.
Like you guys are just making me laugh.
Imagine bringing
right
a kid
on, sir.
To, imagine bringing a kid to one of these... Sorry, sir, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm listening to her and paying attention to her, and I see this little freaking dude just fly out behind her out of nowhere, man.
Oh, that was funny, yeah, where it's just tight into her, and then all of a sudden someone comes running at me from behind her. That was cracking me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine bringing somebody
you can't
to this
see
concert.
The stage.
Imagine bringing somebody to this concert who loves Alize but hates clowns.
Right here.
Well, they're not clowns, they're arlequins, so there you go.
They're creepy is what they are.
Thank you.
Don't
no,
worry.
They're not. No, they're not.
You barely notice them at a live performance. If she's on stage, you don't notice anything else.
Yeah, you know, you're not really...
It's like making a realistic frame. Like, you just see her, and then everything else is blocked out.
Well, you know when they do that camera trick in movies where they zoom in on somebody and the foreground kind of recedes away? That's what my brain did when she stepped on stage.
Yeah, and then Dreamweaver starts playing in the background. Wait, did I just say that out loud?
Oh, good lord.
As far as reorchestrations go, this is the only one I didn't really enjoy.
Yeah, I can understand that. But
it wait loses for it, because Amalie Madea is coming up, and that is just, wow, that's just bad.
Oh, yeah, well... You know, it's interesting that she really... Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I think it works maybe better with the lyrics as far as the music goes, but maybe, I don't know, it just loses a lot of energy, I think.
I don't know what about you guys, but I think this version of the, this version here better complements the meaning of the lyrics and that being very risque.
Yeah. I don't know about that. You know, I just listen to this one. I think the music does not quite track to her singing that well in this performance.
No, I agree. I think it's probably one of the least successful of the reorchestrations.
Just because the old one is so famous and so well-liked just as it is. Plus you got the dance.
Well, there's certain parts in it where it's just like, it doesn't seem like her singing matches up with the music. Or, like, the music doesn't match up with her singing is really more the way I think of it. It seems like the music kind of wanders at some point.
The music is almost more distracting at points than complimenting.
Right. I wonder if Alize's ever tempted to do the dance when she sings this. I think I saw her moving her legs a little bit there, like maybe she was.
Still locked into it?
I think she's probably glad she doesn't have to do the dance anymore.
Well, she chose
could
not
if she
to.
Wanted to.
Set a good example for Annalise.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that she really has only done several performances, well, the concerts in the last couple of years, yet we already have more video of her than from the 2003 when she did, like, 42 concerts. I mean, there's a bootleg audio, but that's it. I don't think there's any videos, is there?
And, not that I've seen.
Yeah, not really much in the way of photos either. Now, what's interesting is one of the reasons why, probably, is because small video cameras of decent quality didn't really exist back then. So it's a technological difference. It's kind of amazing it's changed that much in those few years.
Praise you.
Yeah, and then YouTube didn't even exist till like 2005 or something. I wonder if she would have been more popular if it had been really big in 03.
Yeah, because let's face it, you like everybody in this room probably goes on YouTube pretty much every day and watches an Alize video at least once or twice.
I claim my Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate myself.
Well, let me just put it this way. I think I already have all the videos that I could possibly see on YouTube, so...
That's what I was going to say. They're all on my hard drive. I don't have to go to YouTube.
Well, still, the fact that we can record videos and then post them up on YouTube within hours is kind of a magnificence if you think about it. And now we can watch that Jean Aimé performance whenever we want.
Yeah, and that's how I found her. Yeah, I wonder how many more Americans would have been Alize fans back when. Well, I'll tell you one thing. They did get a lot of good stills from this.
Yeah, definitely.
It's interesting, they don't have really have a background on this song, I don't think, do they? It's just like colors and stuff.
Bum,
alright, well, this is probably where I'm going to have to drop, guys, but have fun with the rest of the concert, and we'll see you next time.
Alright,
later.
Yeah, I
thanks
gotta
stop
go.
By.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
see
Joe.
No problem.
I just want to say these little dances that she was just doing are really, really cute, too.
Yeah.
And now I have to go. I'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
Bye, pizza.
Bye.
See you.
All right, bye-bye. And one last thing. Sounds of silence for the win.
Oh, more English.
So cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love the partner forgetting her English and, like, I don't know, whatever. Oh, yeah, this one has those high angles in it, too.
Yes.
That's kind of trippy. It's like I remember when I was first watching this, you know, you get all into it and you're not thinking about it. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that was had to have been different people taking videos and they had to stitch them together and.
And we're just all stunned into silence.
Yep.
Just what I was thinking. So beautiful.
It really is, I think, the best version of this that I've heard.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I mean, her cover of it, I think this is probably her strongest vocal performance that I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'll have to go back and listen to it again. I know in Guadalajara... It was really good. I don't know if there's any recording of that, though. But, you know, whatever, then this is definitely... I think that might have even been a little bit better than this performance, but...
I think the big advantage she has on this one is that it's a song she's listened to since she was a child, so she probably knows it, even though it's in English, very, very well.
Yeah, knows it by heart, probably.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of, you know, trying to sing it clearly, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
People clapping in the background here, it sound like it.
A little bit, I think.
I think they were.
And then she really nails it here.
Wait, is it me, or do I hear people talking, sort of, in the video?
Yeah, I was gonna mention that too. What's with people talking and stuff? Man, I don't get people.
I don't know, but...
I mean, it's like even if it was somebody I didn't like and for some reason I ended up there, you know, I would at least shut up out of, you know, respect.
Common courtesy, yeah.
Common courtesy is not all that common anymore.
Apparently.
This
seems like
too,
this song...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one seems really suited to Alize's voice. She does really well here. Well, and it's probably easier to sing a slow song while sitting, too, but still.
Well, I was going to say, this is another one where I think her vocal performance on this one, in this concert, is probably the best that I've heard of it.
So, just to make sure I'm on track, you guys are at the LFX song, right?
Right, exactly.
Right, 43 and a half minutes about Le Fay.
Yeah, ill effect.
Le Fay.
Whatever.
Sorry, I had to kid you.
I think we mentioned this before. That makes me think someday Annelie is going to watch this, you know, and... What is she going to think of her mother? Pretty cool, eh?
Well, not just her mom, but her dad, too, because he had a hand in the song as well.
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, she's up and performing. But, yeah, both of her parents are you know, one's musicians, the other's a singer and stuff. Can you imagine having a mother, someone like Alize? Makes my head explode. I can't fathom it. It's just such a different kind of a life than the one I've led.
Paris and Corsica, and those two as your parents? Yeah, it'd be pretty nice.
And yet to her, it's perfectly normal. It's, like, not strange at all.
Yeah, I guess it was exciting for a few years, but... You know, the thing is Alize is just, you know, she's been doing performances and stuff for her whole life. She's never really done anything else. It's kind of weird. I mean, my mom liked to sing, but she wasn't Alize.
You'd have a serious Oedipus complex going on if she had been. I'm just saying.
Anyway, you take my point. I think in the last one I said something about L'Alize sounding weird, but that's not the one I was thinking of. I think you'll hear next what I was thinking about.
Is it Amelie Madi that you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that for the first time today, and literally at first I didn't even know what song she was doing.
But that was a really good one. That was.
Indeed.
Yeah, this is just a weird reorchestration. I think part of the problem is the sound quality here. It probably sounded better when they came up with it, you know. But of course, having the low mic level and stuff at the beginning didn't work, and it also seemed part of this like she was having some trouble singing it, for one thing.
Well, I think it might be because it goes from a really low register then to a really high register, and she seems to kind of struggle with the higher register now. Like, she doesn't even try for the really high notes right before the chorus.
Well, she actually just left off part of the lines at the end of the at the end of some of these lines. It's like they're doing it on one of those things where the crowd's supposed to shout it out or something, you know, but with the energy level and... Yeah?
On concert, I think her backup singers actually took over that part, if I remember right.
I was actually wondering about that when I watched this morning, if that had been the case.
Okay, well, that's just weird to leave it off for that reason.
No, I think that's what it does. I remember that.
I don't remember that, yeah.
I don't like it, and it's such a shame because I absolutely love the original. It's actually one of my favorite songs off the second album.
Yeah, this music is just like, what the heck? And then Alize trying to sing it all like slow and low to go with that or something. It's just no.
I can definitely see why they cut it for the Mexico shows. Just doesn't work.
Yeah, this is a failed experiment.
Yeah, the main part there. What do you call that? The chorus part, or whatever that's called. She seems to sing that okay, but and then it seems like they kind of picked it up here, but particularly from the beginning, it was like, what?
I remember being really upset when you guys told me that she had done this here and not in the Mexico show. And I was like, why didn't she do it there? And I was... Oh, phone.
Well, I guess now you know, huh?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, parts of that were better than other parts, let's put it that way. I think this is a little bit different than even in Mexico, isn't it? Like this beginning? Seemed like I didn't recognize the music. I mean, the particular way they were doing it. And hey, where are the close-up shots on this one? Someone needs to get fired. Just kidding.
Yeah, that is true. There are no close-ups on this one.
Well, yeah, obviously we're lucky that anyone recorded any of these concerts, but...
It is pretty impressive that he's got almost the entire thing here. There's a little bit missing during the intro to JPVA, but other than that, it's almost complete.
Yeah, there's those creepy clowns again.
Creepy, creepy.
They're doing their funny movements here. Yeah, it is nice that we have this and that the sound is pretty decent, but obviously, you know, you can't appreciate it the same way as being there when it's something like this. I mean, the way it's recorded.
No, but I'm glad to have them because, I mean, I've never been to an Alize concert, and it's looking less and less likely that I'm ever going to get to one, so...
Yeah, see, that's the thing I was always saying. This was like, you know, several years back, we might not have had anything. And then it's like, how would you even relate to her? You know, it'd be weird.
I think that mannequin or wherever it is on the top is freaking hilarious.
The marionette on the background?
Yeah, marionette, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but yeah.
You know, I wonder how she feels about bootlegs like these being out here. I mean, obviously, on some level, she must be okay with it because they've never been taken down, but it makes me wonder. I mean, they're not exactly necessarily the best quality, so it doesn't necessarily showcase her at her best, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, if it was a professionally done thing where they're like, oh, we're going to make a DVD out of this to sell it, they could have done a lot better, I'm sure. It made it look a lot better, but yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. But, you know, it's sort of like I was saying, it's like, how would we even relate to Alize if we didn't have this stuff, you know? I mean, there's the album, it's like, you know, you're only going to listen to that so much, and then, you know, if there's nothing, if you never see anything else of her for a year, you know, how are you going to keep interest? Like, what's there to talk about, you know? And, you know, I guess that's why they like to, if someone's doing well, being successful, have a lot of concerts, and then have them show up on TV shows and all that. Well, she hasn't really been doing that. She's only done like, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 concerts or something in the last, you know, since her album came out, actually. She's done a lot more other performances when they were promoting in the beginning, but not since then.
Well, so I imagine we'll probably see a lot more to come, especially if that album, the next album, is due to come out in September.
Yeah, see, here's where they cut from En Concert. So we don't even really know how the beginning of this was, because unless there's another, there might be another video of this. I gotta go look for that.
I think there is. I've seen one on YouTube that's pretty well the complete thing.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen more. I don't. It's been so long though. I don't remember how it went.
I actually kind of dig this reorchestration. I know people are kind of down on it, and I understand that, especially now having heard the reorchestration for Emily Madee and really being disappointed by that. But I actually kind of dig the way this one sounds.
Yeah, this one's not that different, really. I mean, it has a lot of... I mean, yeah, the music is that electronics thing, but especially on this recording of it, we can hear Alize pretty well, and she's singing it pretty much the same. Ah, man, I wish she had done this one in Mexico. Ah, it's one of my favorite songs, as you know.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites also, and yeah, she's doing a good job. I like the reorchestration. It's fine with me.
It's a little bit more funked up than the original, and I think that's actually why I dig it.
I really like Laurent's music, though. I mean, that's one thing is I just, you know, I'm sorry, but the quality of the music, the style of music, is just not really there for me. It's not like the greatest thing, which is what the other ones were. But, dude, I mean, come on. This is... I wish she had done this in Mexico.
No, I agree. I'm not quite sure why she dropped this one for Mexico, unless it was for time. But even then, the Mexico shows, from what I've heard, seem so short that I don't know why you would have had to drop it for time.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, if you actually count these, the songs, she did, what, 50, 60 twice? So that's 20 songs that she did on this concert. I don't think there were that many in Mexico.
I think the way it worked out is that you lost three and gained one, because she does La Isla Bonita in Mexico, which she doesn't do here. And then she loses 99 Red Balloons, La Lise, and what's the other one?
Amélie and Idealise. So that's four songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it's four. So you lose four and gain one. So it's essentially three songs you lose altogether.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Which works out to what? 15, 20 minutes? One other thing, too, is that... some of the guys who had posted on Alize America just in just before the recent show in Mexico said that they, when she was rehearsing, they heard her do a sort of a reorchestration of Mon Maquis as well, which makes you wonder if there's one out there that she's just never performed live.
Yeah, that was interesting. They were talking about a couple songs there that they'd heard in Mexico, and then she didn't perform them, so it's like, what's going on with that? I don't know.
I mean, that's definitely a song I'd love to hear her sing again. I'm just not sure if I'd want to hear it reorchestrated.
Well, yeah, it makes you curious as to what they would do. You notice they let this go really long at the end here. I guess so Alize can change outfits. I think she does on this one.
Yeah, this is where the wardrobe change happens.
But that's kind of funny. That's the other thing, is it seemed like in Mexico, I guess there were a couple times maybe when she was gone for a little while, but there was one time when, you know, we were all chanting Alize, Alize the whole time for like, you know, 3 or 5 minutes straight until she came back. I wonder what she thinks about that when she's back there, you know, does she feel like rushed or what, you know?
Well, Mexico, a lot of times they had the Harlequin talking to us for a while.
Oh, yeah, there was that too. I forgot about that. Oh, man, I really like this one. This is a good one.
I think they were crazy to cut this from the Mexico shows, because this is such a brilliant cover of this.
See, now this song totally works with the type of reorchestration that they want to do. It's not weird at all for this song.
And she really gets into it. She has it down.
Oh, yeah. Like 1 minute, or 1 hour, 1 minute, and 14 seconds in here. There's a certain spot in here.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Her accent is just,
This wrong song. I love what she does. That's so cute. And then right here, that move that makes she makes yeah. her. Dude, she's so sexy on that. If she could capture more of that more often, you know what I mean? I think Zay can be so sexy when she tries.
See, but that's just it. I don't think she's trying. I think it just happens.
Well, okay, when she's really getting into it in that way, though. I mean, she's, you know, doing a certain type of move that, you know, she's obviously trying to do, but she's also just getting into it, yeah.
She has an innate cuteness and sexiness that she doesn't have to practice. She just has it.
Yeah, when it comes, there it is.
Never in my life did I think I'd hear Alize pronounce the words Captain Kirk, but it happened.
Yeah.
It's just too bad that the audio kind of cuts out there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Because it's such an awesome
that.
Cover.
Not over yet.
Wow. Why didn't she do that in Mexico? Ugh.
Yeah, they cut it shorter. Hey, I wonder how many people are familiar with it in Mexico. I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna go, but this is my favorite song, so I'll stick around for this one.
Oh, this is the one where someone goes running by, just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. You know, this is one case where I think the song may actually be improved by the reorchestration.
Yeah, right. I was like, what the heck was that? Didn't see that coming. I think she's singing a little more nasally or something. I mean, you can hear it when they kick in the sound from the En Concert DVD. She had like a deeper, richer sounding voice there, you know. Sorry, but...
No, I know what you're saying. I've always said that I think her voice is higher now than it was before, but I always just assumed that was just, you know, a product of her growing up and maturing. Although you wouldn't think so.
I guess. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to think about that.
Yeah, it seems odd that she can hit lower notes when she was 15 than when she can now.
Well, it's just like, her whole voice is just different. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, it was been several years, but I don't know, that just seems odd.
Maybe it's just a matter of training. I mean, during the years between, you know, En Concert and then releasing the third album, maybe she just wasn't training her voice as much, and it's a product of that.
Well, that's sort of the sense I get, too, is I think that's part of it.
I mean, it's like any other muscle, right? If you don't exercise it every day or on a regular basis, eventually it loses tone.
Oh, yeah, I used to be able to sing a lot better than I can now, I've noticed. I used to do it all the time, and, you
Even
know,
better?
I mean, hours a day sometimes. And you definitely learn techniques that you forget if you don't do it. And I think...
I think... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think also my voice is just kind of worn out over time for me, you know, because of my age, but...
Well, all that having been said, I actually really like her performance here. Yes, you do definitely notice the difference here when they cut in on concert, but I actually think the rear orchestration actually really supports her voice.
There's a certain sound that Laurent Boutonnat did with that I don't know how to describe it, but there's a certain thing he does on a bunch of songs that I really like.
It's almost more orchestral in a way, if that makes any sense.
Well, and there's that too. It's two different things. So both of those things, yeah.
Oh, décollage. Okay, I'll stay for this one, too.
Well, yeah, they didn't really capture this one that well. Oh, well, they tried.
No, but... unfortunately. But the one thing I really do like about this one is the graphics that are going on in the background.
You haven't lived till you've rode in a car full of Mexicans all screaming this out, singing along with the CD.
I think I missed that.
Man, this is one of my favorite songs out of Psychedelice.
Right on, sir.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the joystick at all. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's just it. It doesn't have to do anything with it, but it's still, it's cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like all those little sounds she makes on the on the CD.
A lot of people are really down on this song, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people like it, some don't, I guess. I don't know.
It's different. I get that. And some people don't like rap. It's, you know, that I understand. But it's just, she does it so well.
Oh, yeah.
It's Lily rap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like rap, but I like this song.
See, yeah, I don't like rap either, but this is not rap to me, you know. This is just another awesome... Alize performance.
Yeah, there you go.
And you have to admit, she has exceptional flow for a little white chick.
Okay.
She does!
Oh, yeah, so I think he's looping it here because they didn't have any more. It actually
yeah,
gets a little annoying. It's like, okay, maybe do it once or twice, but then just let it go.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've heard this somewhere before. There's only three more songs. You gotta stick around.
No, I really can't. I'm late as it is.
Okay.
All right, guys, I'm out. Thanks for coming out. I really do appreciate it. I'm sorry about the technical glitches at the beginning.
Well, we got it working, and I'm recording, so I'll send the file to you.
Thanks, man. I'm actually going to leave myself in the chat room so I can continue recording it, but I'm not going to be here.
Oh, okay. All right, later.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Later, guys. Thanks again for coming out.
So I think she's gotten used to doing this song.
Oh, yeah.
So someone
said my youngest daughter loves this song.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah, this is my second favorite out of her Secret Delice album.
I think someone said something about, like, they were complaining about her turning her back on the crowd. I mean, I'm just saying, so what? It's not like she's leaving or anything. She just does it for a moment, and, you know, her backside is nice to look at as well, so hey.
Nice tattoo.
Yeah, it seems like she's really got this one down.
Yeah, her official video for this song is pretty nice and somewhat funny, though.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be. Well, certain parts, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is working for me.
Yeah, the West Side Story fake fight is really good.
Yeah, that was just weird. I was not familiar with that whole kind of thing. Yeah, she definitely had a particular kind of style going on in that one. I like some of the outfits she's wearing on that one, though, too. I like the one, there was the one with the corset, but the other one I think I actually like better.
Yeah, she talked about that corset, how tight that was on her.
It's a real corset, she was saying, yeah.
Well, you look good on her, though.
Hell yeah. But the other outfit was like, it's like a yellow top, or I guess it was white. And she had like a green skirt or something. I'm getting mixed up on different.
Nice little slideshow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't get much of this song either, I guess.
Yeah, those are the pictures that she has on her Sacred Elise, that little cover booklet thing.
What's that?
Oh, they had both Harlequins
and
Bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah, she had two of them in Bubbles, and then people running around. I guess it's probably just those two, huh? But they were on running around more, I guess.
Oh, cool. Clowns in Bubbles. All right.
Yeah, And this is one where, like, right there you can hear it sounds a little weird. I think something about the audio does not record well on a camera video, because it didn't sound weird live at all.
No, I always make that point that when people see these bootlegs, it doesn't sound like what it sounded like live.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, you can tell what something was like, but, like, this song in particular records weird. I mean, I wasn't at this concert, but I was at all the other ones.
Well, I went to one. I just hope she has another.
Yeah. Well, you know, for somebody's sake, hers and whoever gets to go see it. Yeah, like there, it seems like the tone's off or something, but it didn't sound like that live. But I seem to recall from watching the Mexico concert recordings that it was, the recording sounded similar. Anyway, I want to get in one of those bubbles and run around a little bit.
Get your own habit trail ball?
Yeah, I need that for exercise.
I'm sure you'd get noticed.
Running down the street. Did you ever see that commercial with the hamsters and the balls and then the one in the car?
Oh man, that's a funny commercial though.
Fifi on the bus?
This one's funny. It's like everyone left the stage to go get a drink or something. Oh, he's like, where the hell is everybody? So they'll have to, like, come in from the side. Oh, sorry, I was off doing something. Oh, are we still on? Oh, okay. And I hate that feeling of wanting to say something, but I just don't know how to say it in French. You know, I've dealt with that many times, and you can, she's having to deal with it here on stage, trying to speak English.
Oh yeah, that'd be nerve-wracking.
She probably had it all worked out, and then she got all nervous being on stage and forgot how to say anything.
Probably.
It always happens like that. You got the whole thing all worked out, practiced it so many times.
Well, this is the first time she'd been on stage in a long time, right?
Well, no. She had done a bunch of performances throughout the year before this.
Not a concert, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, not since January 2004. Seems like she's also pretty used to singing this one. I mean, of course, someone would hope a singer would be able to sing all her songs very well every time, but just saying, you know.
Yeah, I think this is an easier one for her to sing, too. I think it's well within her range.
Yeah, that's a good point. Except for the part where she has to sound like she's talking through a microphone, or I mean a megaphone. Or a lilyphone, as I say. What was that all about? Sounds going in and out. Oh yeah, the crazy drunk guy. She's like, what the hell? That's why at first you see she got this weird look on her face, like, what is that?
I didn't realize it was right at the end.
Yeah, I didn't remember that before until I just watched this for this again, too. See, why couldn't she take our flowers, man? Well, we all know Alize is so much the woman and likes flowers, at least from Jeremy, you know. Oops, too many.
So she can't carry anymore.
See, that sucks, man. I tried to give her a big bouquet in Monterey, but I wasn't able to hand it to her.
Yeah, the security there was kind of serious.
Спасибо. Well... Well, folks, that's it.
Thank you, Alize.
Thanks all for coming out. We got a record number of people here for a little while anyway. Even if it dwindled down quite a bit here.
Yeah, for like the first 5 minutes.
Last remaining survivors are still here.
It's kind of like that party where, you know, you're all hanging around, it's like midnight, and there's like 3 people left, and you're like, should I go home? I don't know.
Yeah, I usually play the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That sends everybody out the door.
So, Jemalize, are you even there still? I think he fell asleep. I don't know.
No, I'm still here, but I kind of choke because, yeah.
Oh, okay, so he's at work, and he's watching this, I get it.
Oh, well, yeah, we understand that. Well, that was fun.
Catch y'all next time.
Yep, take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of Always in America, copyright 2009 and fully owned by its hosts. Our theme music was produced and performed by I'm Raj. You can find more podcasts, high-quality videos, image galleries, discussion forums, and more, all dedicated to the one and only Always A, at www.alwaysamerica.com.
It, Roman.
C'est pas ma faute. Et quand je dans ma langue chat, je vois les autres.
He's gonna vote the other way.
Wait, c'est pas ma faute à moi. Si j'entends tout autour de moi, et Lolita, ma Lolita.
Nice, I recorded.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with
no. No, mate.
Hey,
no,
help me.
Lolita.
No, mate.